Here in the morning show, 647, Doug Wagner with you, joined on the Newsmaker line by Joshua McNary, the principal behind McNary Marketing Design. Go to McNaryMarketing.com. Joshua, good morning. Glad to have you on the program. How have you been, my man?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back, Doug.
Glad to have you on the program. This is something that we get bombarded with. People are pitching me constantly. Need to talk about artificial intelligence. Need to talk about AI. I look out all these Fox News things that I play, and about a third of them are about artificial intelligence. There are a lot of people who just flat out fear artificial intelligence. Joshua McNary, question to you. Do we need to fear artificial intelligence?
It's a great question, and yes, it's the buzzword of 2023 in technology, this artificial intelligence, AI concept. So yeah, it's great for clickbait, I would say, for sure. I come at this from a very practical perspective because I work with clients around technology all the time, and I'm trying to help them think about the future. Well, AI is the future of technology, at least as far as we could tell now, unless something crazy changes in the near term. Should it be feared, Doug? Probably in the long run, we should at least make sure we don't create Terminators. Okay, I agree with that. In the near term, though, for business and for us practically as humans, there's going to be a lot of change with this technology because it speeds up a lot of the things, trends that we've been doing over the years. I tell people, look, we weren't all walking around with computers in our pockets before about 2008.
Right.
Okay, that's not that long ago. We weren't all inputting our credit cards into computers to get stuff delivered to our doors 20, 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
That's not that long in, you know, even though I'm sounding old now, Doug.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
Back when I was a kid. So this is something that I know. I mean, even my company has said, hey, don't touch it. Don't touch the AI stuff. Don't download it in any company thing.
Yes.
I think that they're concerned more about how it could become used as a weapon internally.
Absolutely. I mean, that's true for any technology. You got to be careful. So you should absolutely make sure you are downloading things that you know are from trustworthy sources.
Yeah.
But many of these tools are cloud-based type tools and things you could tinker with as a professional in your career field, whatever you're doing. You can go in and go to ChatGPT, which is the big one that really started the buzz here at the beginning of the year. You can go in and create a free account and just tinker with it. Do not put anything sensitive into it. They can use that inside of their language models that generate these responses,
right,
the AI response. They say right out that we may use that for our purposes to help generate a better model in the future. So you do not want to put anything sensitive in there. But there are ways, as we've seen the proliferation of AI, if you're a business person, you are sitting on a large data store of information you want to use, you can create private language models or AIs, and that would allow you to be able to use these technologies in a safer way internally to start to understand what's possible with these amazing databases and tools that are possible with AI.
Joshua McNary from McNary Marketing. Go to McNary Marketing, McNary Marketing Design. Go to McNaryMarketing.com to find out more about what he does. As far as using this, you see the actors strike. They're concerned about artificial intelligence when it comes to that. I know that there are people in the broadcasting industry that are concerned because AI has already been writing a lot of news articles that you see out there. What's the next frontier for AI to try to conquer? We've got about 30 seconds left.
Next one to conquer. I think this content and creativity, a bit too of a surprise as futurists were looking at in recent years. That's where it's happening. Anything creative, anything repetitive and creative, that is the spaces you just talked about, and that is where the energy really currently is versus maybe building the next Terminator right now. So
okay,
if you're in the creative fields, you need to be looking at this and thinking how you could use it.
Joshua McNary from McNary Marketing Design, he'll be back. I'm sure he will. Hey, Joshua, thanks for joining me here in the morning show. Appreciate it. At McNary, by the way, on Twitter. 6:51 here in the morning show. Sean Hannity next.